The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I want to talk about something we tend to hide, to hold in and deny. Something we all do, something we can't help, but that we learn early on to rein in. I'm talking about crying, that strange capacity that seems to occupy the flip side of laughing. Little kids cry every day, almost wantonly. They cry when they fall down or when they can't have what they want. They cry when their feelings hurt or when something happy comes to an end. Then there comes an age when they, or I should say we, stop crying. Who teaches us when the time has come for hiding how we feel, for lying about what hurts? The first time I cried in front of my best friend was at a movie. It was called The Ice Storm. I cried silently about I'm not sure what, the death of a character, the life of the on-screen family, which took place in an icy, emotionless state. The end of an era I was too young to remember, or something else altogether. I can't recall. I remember the occasion because my friend said it was touching to see someone crying like that, undisguisedly. I think the second time I cried with that same friend was after a moment of friction between us had been mended, on the occasion of saying, I'm sorry, and I love you, to one another, for the first time. That time, we both shed tears, not bothering to keep our feelings from showing. It was spontaneous, and I believe something vulnerable and rare passed between us as if through an open aperture. Today's poem by British Ethiopian poet Lem Sisse makes me see this human thing we do as beautiful, and I think it speaks to me because it seems to wish there were a way for all of us in our suffering or shame or even our joy to be a little bit less remote from one another, a little bit less alone. Quiet Places by Lem Sisse. Some people on bus seats shake at the shoulders, stoned Elvises trying to dance after the gig. Some walk into the rain and look like they're smiling. Running mascara writes sad, bitter letters on their faces. Some drive their cars into lay-bys or park edges and cradle the steering wheel, looking like headless drivers. Some sink their open mouths into feather pillows and tremble on the bed like beached dolphins. Some people are bent as question marks when they weep, and some are straight as exclamation marks. Some are soaking in emotional dew when they wake, salt street maps etched into their faces. Some find rooms and fall to the floor as if praying to Allah, noiseless faces contorted in that silent scream that seems like laughter. Why is there not a tissue giver, a man who looks for tears, who makes the finest silk tissues and offers them for free? It seems to me that around each corner, beneath each stone, are humans quietly looking for a place to cry on their own. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.